When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I would have bought the bang, the dang, dang, diggy, diggy, dick, sit the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie.
I would have bought the bang, the dang, diggy, 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 sit the boogie, sit up, jump the boogie.
Good morning, sweet world, and welcome to the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Thursday, October 5th. 2023. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the Classic Factory. To my left, it's the bearded one, my top shot hot boy, Trey Kirby.
Heyo!
Heyo! And over yonder, the man making the magic happen, super producer, J.D.
Guys, I have a quick correction to make. Hello, by
Hi.
The way.
Hello.
Hi. Yesterday, we were all, jerking each other off because I got the date right on Tuesday. The slide that comes in was October 3rd, and I put October 3rd, but this was the slide I put up.
Okay.
October 3rd, 2023, 2023. Mm. Nobody said anything.
So you
not
did
wrong,
actually
though.
Get it. Yeah, well, not wrong. Well,
a little too right.
A little too right.
Yes. It's very, very redundant and stupid. Anyway, I wanted to apologize about that.
Wow.
My bad.
That's okay, man. Don't beat yourself up.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, what are you, a piece of space-age titanium? Come on. All right, well, we got today's date right. It's October 5th, and it is 2023. You just got to say it once. Quick update about our guy, Tass. I saw him yesterday in the rehab facility. Improvements were massive. Incredible. Night and day from the last time I saw Tass, which was a week ago. Physically, he's standing. He's walking around. His speech and communication drastically better. We talked about the Blue Jays sucking. talked a little bit about work. And look, he's still got a lot of work to do when it comes to fully rehabbing. But it was great to see him. And again, just an incredibly positive visit. I know you're going later today. JD, I think you later in the week. So shout out to our guy Tassie and just keeping everybody up to date on his progress. And it was amazing. It felt so good to see him like that. It was the Tassie of old yesterday. The issue now is going to be keeping him there.
Right.
Like, I'm convinced like he's going to be like, hey, pull the car around, man. We're getting out of here. it was great to see him. And I can't wait to hear how it goes today tomorrow for you, JD. All right. Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. Like the vid, comment away, subscribe if you haven't. And if you are a Survivor fan, stick around here in the factory. You got to go over to No Buffs, of course. But at 1 p.m. Eastern, we will be recapping last night's episode, episode 2. And it was a doozy. It was a great episode. I thought this was like 10 times better than the first episode.
Hell yeah.
So I'll break it down with TK, with JD, and our guy Esh helping us produce that one. At least I think he is. He's coming out. Okay, great.
Yep.
But that's later today. This No Dunks pod, we got a fun NBA angle that our guy TK came up with.
Yeah,
a
big trade last week. Skeets, you hear about it?
I did.
Damian Lillard, he's on the Milwaukee Bucks now. Got people talking about the best duos in the NBA. So we went through and picked out duos for every team in the NBA, and we're going to rank all of them here. Mm. Alphabetically, I suppose. How do you organize things when you're organizing an entire league? Do you do it alphabetically? Because I always end up doing it alphabetically by conference.
By conference,
yeah,
okay.
By conference.
Well, we got a lot of duos to rank here. We're going to fire up the tier maker. So are we doing Eastern Conference teams first, take a break, do the West?
Yeah, that's how we're going to do it. Because anytime I'm getting ready to do an entire league-wide thing, I just go to Basketball Reference and sort alphabetically.
Yeah.
Kind of like, all of them are in the Eastern Conference. We got to get like a team out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, just so that they can compete with the Atlanta Hawks here. You know what I'm saying? It's like we got a lot of Eastern Conference teams first before we finally get to the Dallas Mavericks. Nonetheless, we are going to be ranking the duos alphabetically by conference, Eastern Conference first because of time zones. I would say keep in mind for this ranking, Skeets, for this season. We're talking about heading into this season.
Oh,
so there are some younger duos here who, if you look at it 5 years from now, this is the duo you want.
Right.
Compared to some teams who are probably in their prime right now, you can consider past success. You can project a little into the future, but I would say like 12 months from now.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, Skeets, but if you've won a championship together, that puts you pretty far ahead in my book.
Okay, okay. And you, for the most part, had final say on the actual duos selected. We had a little back and forth with some of the teams in our Slack channel.
Couple controversial duos.
But you had the final say, and I think that'll be half the fun here. All right, well, we got a lot of teams here to rank.
Yeah, let's
a lot
get of through duos, it. Let's so get to it. First one, we're starting here, alphabetically first, and first in our city. The Atlanta Hawks. Pretty easy duo to pick here. Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. They played one season together, went to the playoffs, and did not win in the playoffs. But what are you thinking about year two? We're going to rank these in the tier maker S, A, B, C, and D. Where do you see the Hawks?
I'll say right now, right from the jump here, I feel like there might be a lot of placing of duos. And then as we get to other duos and other teams, we might have to do some reshuffling.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
Because like my gut right now, they're not S tier.
No.
And I hesitate to put them in the A tier, but I don't know for sure until we look at all 30 duos. So right now, I would say put them in the B tier.
I would have to agree. They're a tentative B tier
yeah.
Right now. I mean, they're both all-star level players, but didn't make the game last year. Should they be better in their second year together? I would think so. I think that like in a perfect world, in a perfect Hawks season, they end up on the A tier. I don't think you're putting them at the top of the pops with, like, I mean, surely we'll have Jokic and Murray getting to the S tier or something like that. I don't think they're on that level, but you can foresee a world where there are two Hawks all-stars, and it's DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. So, tentatively, we're going to go with the B tier, I believe.
And how much do you care when it comes to duos of, like, the players, like, I guess the best way to put it, like, complementing each other? So, a small and a big, or an offensive guy and a defensive guy. Like, do you care at all about that? You take it into consideration?
I mean, I take it into consideration. Okay. I would like them to complement each other like you're saying. I don't want them taken away from each other, but does it have to be a small and a big? No, I don't think so. Does it have to be all offense or one of each? I don't think so, as long as they make sense together.
Okay, and I will keep my eye on the stream team here. Again, shout out to everybody joining us live on YouTube. A lot of people seem to be agreeing with a B, some votes for a C, but let's go with that.
Yeah, well, Trae Young is going to go down as one of the more underrated players heading into the season if we get to that kind of question. So I'm not surprised to hear some people talking about the C tier. But we're going to B to start things off, and we're going with B for our second team here. The Boston Celtics, this is a team who has had a duo together for quite some time. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, both reigning all-NBAers.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. They've made the finals once together, four conference finals together. They've played their entire careers, since Tatum showed up. So this, to me, is at the very least A tier.
It's A, or are we putting them in the S tier? And the only reason we wouldn't be putting them there is because they don't have a championship.
They don't have a championship, but I do think they're one of the best duos in the game. So
it's A or it's S or A. Let's go A right now. Let's go A right now.
I think put them in the A tier until we start seeing what the S tier is really looking like here.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm not going to do this intentionally, Skeets, but it would be nice to look at our final tier and have a bit of a bell curve here, right? Where you're like, not a lot in the S, not a lot in the D.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so we'll, nice. We'll see how the S and the D go here, Skeets. Okay, the Brooklyn Nets. This is one of our tougher picks for a duo here because we locked in Mikal Bridges. We knew that one right away, but then I sent to you, Skeets, ?? Who is the second player in the duo with Mikal Bridges? You said Ben Simmons.
I think it's Ben Simmons. I do, and I know that's a controversial take, but I'm also ready to like plant my flag on Ben Simmons Island.
You're in on Ben Simmons?
I don't know if I was ever on the island, but I have made my way to the Ben Simmons Island. I believe, goddammit.
You believe in Ben? You saw him hit 10 straight free throws.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Looking nice.
Yeah.
Confident with the line.
Look, I believe in him being a competent player. I actually believe in him playing and maybe being healthy with the back issue. I mean, will he be an all-star again? I don't know, but he's going to be an above-average player this year, and I think he would be the partner to put with Mikal Bridges, but you went with?
We went with Cam Johnson, but it's not like there's a graphic or anything.
No, it's true.
You know? If you want to slot him in, I'm happy to sub in a Simmons here. I only went with Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson because, like, they call each other twin. You know?
Yeah.
They've been together for a long time, coming over from Phoenix. They made the finals together. Weird to say. Mikal and Cam, they played together on Team USA. But, I mean, certainly Ben Simmons is the newsier name. You want to slot it in, Skeets?
Well, I got Rap Stallion saying my Ben Simmons Island is under 10 feet of water right
Uh-oh.
Now. So, okay. I can swim. I can tread water for a little bit. I was going to say, taking Ben Simmons, let's say, off this hypothetical duo and replacing with Cam Johnson or vice versa, does it really change anything?
Probably not.
It probably doesn't. So let's go with Cam. Let's go with the twins. Okay. Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. Man, I love Mikal Bridges, but this feels, in the landscape of the NBA, probably like a C duo.
I agree. I think that you would probably like to upgrade your number one. And the option here, being Mikal Bridges, we're going to see a lot of superstar number one options. He's a great player, but he's not quite superstar level. And then if he is the number two, he replaces Cam Johnson. So I'm with you. I think this is a C tier right now.
Yeah.
But
it's like a C
a
plus, a B minus type thing. So
yeah, maybe we'll do some extra credit.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, raise that grade. Write an essay about the impact of Barclays Center in the Brooklyn Borough. Or something like that. Sure. Our next duo, the Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan of the Chicago Bulls. You ever heard of them? They're both all-stars. They made the playoffs together. They made the play-in together.
Yeah.
It hasn't necessarily gone well after that. But these are two all-star level talents here, Skeets.
Yeah, they are. I wish it was DeRozan and DeRozan's daughter as the duo.
DeMar and DR?
Yeah. Okay, this... I mean, again, it's... It's probably B.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you're taking this duo over Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, so, definitely. I mean, both of these guys can be all-stars in any given season. DeMar has been an all-star the past two seasons. LaVine was an all-star the two previous seasons. They had that 1 year of crossover where they both made it. But they're all much like the Atlanta Hawks to me. It's like, if things go perfectly, they both make the all-star team, and you're like a sixth seed.
Yeah.
So...
It's weird, though, after I said I would take the Bulls duo over the Nets duo, I mean, the flip side of that is I think I would prefer Mikal Bridges as the one player I would have at this current point of their careers.
Oh, no way.
On
DeRozan.
Any team.
DeRozan.
Really?
Yeah, DeRozan.
Oh, I mean, I love the defense that I get from Mikal Bridges. Okay,
yeah,
but
Mikal Bridges plays defense, and Zach LaVine is crazy underrated. His percentages were incredible last year, the second half of the season, once he came back. 27 a game on like 50-40-90 almost. He was balling.
Okay, so they're there with the Hawks. Okay,
yeah, I think they're there with the Hawks. That makes sense.
Okay.
And surely the Raptors will somehow get in there as well. here's one that's confusing to me. CHO for Charlotte Hornets.
You don't
should
like
be CHA.
I know.
But I think it's a remnant of the Bobcats era. That it's an O on Basketball Reference instead of the A.
Really?
Yeah, that's my theory.
Okay.
Anyways, this is one of the few duos that has not played a game yet together. LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller, their number two draft pick, the rookie.
Yeah. This was also like, who do you go with as the second guy?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I mean, you go Terry Rozier.
He's been there a while.
You go...
Gordon Hayward's haircut.
Yeah, I mean, it gets dicey.
He's highly paid.
It gets dicey.
They got a player back this year who scored a lot of points, but I don't want him on our duo list, if I'm being quite honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no way.
So LaMelo and Brandon Miller are the guys. I'm excited to at least see them play together.
Yeah, yeah. I think Zach Lowe has an article up on ESPN having LaMelo as one of like the sort of key players to this season.
Yep.
But I've got them low here on our list. I mean, we don't even know what to expect from the rook.
We don't know what to expect from the rook. LaMelo was hurt a lot last season. 30-something games
okay.
He played.
I don't want to upset the Hornets fans, all eight of them out there, but I think this has to be a D duo.
Yeah, we got to put him in the D
I think
for now.
To.
Somebody's going to have to be... in the D tier, yeah. And unfortunately for Chris Littman, apparently it's going to be the Charlotte Hornets.
Well, lights out there on that one.
Yeah, that was a very somber tone we had to take for the Charlotte Hornets. That's okay, yeah. They're in the D tier, and we're back here. Moving on to the Cleveland Cavaliers, this was another one where you're locking in Donovan Mitchell as the first part of the duo, and then I sent you a question mark. So we had three choices, basically. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen. I think Jared Allen probably comes in third there. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about, is it going to be a mix of offense and defense complementing each other
right. Or
not? We end up going with Mitchell and Garland.
Yeah. I mean, all-star level guy.
Yeah.
In Garland, I find this one very difficult. It's probably, wow, man, I don't know. I could be convinced it's A, B, or C, but
yeah.
I'll probably just go to the middle then, I guess.
I think you're right. I think it goes in the middle, and you're right. It could go either way. Like, a great season, yeah. They could both make the all-star team. They could both end up A tier. I think they both went over 50-plus in the game last year. We said that on our predictions podcast, right, that Garland did it, and we know Mitchell went for 71. So, yeah, I'm happy slotting them in here as a B tier duo. But, like, if I was looking here, if we were going to sort within the tiers, I would probably have them ahead of the Bulls and the Hawks.
Okay. Oh, I like that little wrinkle. We're going to sort within the tiers.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why not? We love sorting and ranking.
Didn't know that was even an option on this tier maker.
Very cool.
Okay.
Another inexperienced duo coming in here, the Detroit Pistons, Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. They played 11 games together last season. So they're basically, I mean, it'll be Cade's third season, but this is basically year two for both of these guys together.
Holy man. I mean, it's C or D. It is.
It's D. It's got to be D. They're prohibitively in D tier right now. But, I mean, Cade was apparently really great in practices against Team USA, which sounded impressive until you saw Team USA play against good competition. So I don't know where to put him. I'll put him ahead
of the Hornets, though,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think you got to do that.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. Well, a lot of people in the stream team, there was a lot of C's for the Pistons there. So maybe we have
a lot of C's for the Pistons?
Yep.
Why?
I mean, I think the idea of Cade having a higher ceiling than some of these other guys. Though LaMelo was an all-star.
Cade does have a high ceiling, but he hasn't really scratched it yet.
No. I mean, a lot of this is because he hasn't played. But hopefully, like you said, all those summer workouts against Team USA, everybody's like talking him up. Like, yeah, this guy's a star. If he plays, I believe he will be. So this should be, you know, hopefully up higher.
I guess there could be another guy in the duo, too. Like, Duren could be the guy if they have great chemistry together. But Ivy seems like the choice for right now.
Okay.
Moving on to the Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton, Miles Turner. This was another question mark for you. Miles Turner as the guy, but makes sense. He's an established player.
Yeah, it's like, who else would you go? It's a little too early to go Benedict Mathurin.
Mathurin.
I think it's – you can't really go Buddy because he might be traded. He might not. Yep. You know, Obi Toppin's there now, but you're not putting him on a duo list. So, yeah, it's Turner. And, you know, I like this one. You got, obviously, the guy that leads basically the league – or does lead the league Harden technically led the league in assists, but you know what I mean. Haliburton will be at the top of the list. And then you got a defensive-minded guy, and Turner's still good at that position. I hate to keep saying it, but it feels – B to me, I feel like you want to maybe go lower. Am I crazy?
I would have them on the lower end of the B tier, but I think they're there. They could easily have two category leaders. Like, Haliburton could lead the league in assists. Turner could lead the lead in blocks. They pair pretty well together.
Yeah.
Last season, they played 48 games together, 26-22. Bit of a surprise team, catching people off guard, I think. But still, that was successful. And they do seem to complement each other. And basically, as soon as Tyrese Haliburton started balling out, the Pacers were like, maybe we shouldn't actually trade Miles Turner.
Yeah.
Even though he tried to trade himself once upon a time.
That's a good point. Amazing. Tried to get himself to the Lakers.
I would trade for me.
Yeah. But I'm going to go low B.
Low B?
In our tier rankings right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Turner never an all-star, right? Haliburton, one-time all-star last season, just signed that big deal. I don't think Turner has made an all-star team.
I'm high on the Pacers going into the season.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I think this is like, clouding my judgment a little bit here. There's a lot of B's and C's in the stream team for this.
I like
for
it.
The squad, which seems right. A lot of like low B's, like B minuses, maybe C pluses.
Interesting one here. Perhaps our first S tier duo, the Miami Heat's Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
Ooh, wow.
Jimmy Butler does have his haircut immediately after media day, basically. So feel free to factor that into your calculation, Skeets. Two finals together, three conference finals together. They were basically one shot from making three finals in 4 years. Is that good enough for them to be an S-tier team?
Are they a better duo than Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum?
I mean, results would say yes. They do beat the Celtics a lot. Except for that one year.
If you line those two duos up and you had the start of a franchise in Plano, Illinois, and you said, hey, pick which duo you want right now, because you said, not Pat, like, we're trying to, like, sort of, you know, this season, which one would you take? You would take Bam and Butler over the Jays?
I would. I would. For this season. I mean, when you're looking at the teams, obviously the Celtics are a far deeper team. But I don't know. I mean, it's tough to... In the regular season, I think it's the Celtics. The Celtics are going to be better than the Heat, but the Heat got that mental toughness, man. They got those atrocious Heat culture jerseys, but it says it on their chest because that's how they play.
I think, those jerseys. Wow.
They're bad, man. Oh, they're bad. I'm glad. Those ones are so bad that people aren't noticing how bad the Bulls are.
Yeah, exactly. I hadn't said anything to you yet. I mean, the Raptors' gold ones suck, too. What's going on? They have given up over there.
Yeah.
Stop making new jerseys if you have no other good ideas for jerseys. Heat culture, it's garbage looking.
That's bad.
I'm an A-tier, though.
A-tier?
I'm A-tier with the Heat.
All right. They haven't gotten over the hump yet.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah. Easy guy. Oh, easy guy. Yeah. Easy.
Okay. Now
what?
Okay, it feels like you will. Yeah, okay, look. Hey, you got final controls here. You got the Heat
there we go.
Above the Celtics right now, but they're both in the same tier.
Yeah. Man. I mean, those are good duos. What can you say? And they both, I think, complement each other well, but in different ways. You know, you got the big and the small, or at least the big in the wing with the Heat and a couple of highly sought-after wings in the Celtics. This one, I think, is a lock for our first S-tier duo. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard. They're both reigning all-NBAers, but not together. They're the only duo in the league where both guys averaged 30 last year. Obviously, they didn't play together. Zero games together, which is kind of funny. But man, 14 combined All-Stars and all-NBA selections between these two. This is an easy S-tier.
Two top 75 guys. Yeah. I mean, the only thing of this is, like, we just haven't seen them play together. But
exactly right.
By all accounts coming out of camp, they're pretty pumped. They're pretty excited.
Yeah, and there's no, like, question marks offensively. At least you're like, they're going to fit perfectly together, especially with the other guys that the Bucks have around them. It's not like when you got, like, Wade and LeBron together where you're like, okay, one guy's going to have to handle the ball a lot more and one guy's going to have to take a back seat. You're just like, okay, just go cook. So I think easy S tier for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Please, call them Freak Time.
Freak Time. Yeah. Freak Time, baby.
Okay, S, no problem there.
All right, here's an interesting duo, Skeets. The New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle. That's a tough call. They were 38-28 together last season. They were 6-4 together in the playoffs. Even though it felt like a disappointing ending to the Knicks season, they did upset the Cavs. And, you know, we talked about both Brunson and Randle had really good cases to make All-Star during the season. They both had really good cases to make All-NBA at the end of the year. I'm not sure where to fall here. I mean, they're not A tier.
No.
They're definitely not S or A, but I think they're probably a B tier.
They are. I know we got a lot of duos there right now, but they have to be in that tier with the Cavs, the Hawks, the Bulls, the Pacers. And they're probably ahead of a couple of them. At least the Pacers, I would say.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
I mean, they get like shit on for some reason, but they are really, really good. And, you know, I'm a huge Brunson fan. And, you know, Randle, look, he's had a really good year, then had a really bad year, and had a really solid year again. Like,
yeah, exactly. He had a huge bounce back year last year. So, two seasons ago, he was giving thumbs down to the Knicks fans, and then he was like balling out all-NBA once again. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, people are sort of all over the map here. Some solid Bs, some low Bs, some Cs. People want to say they're a D tier, which I think is not fair.
Not a D tier.
No,
no way.
Come on.
No way.
Come on. So yeah, B.
Okay. I'm happy with B. This is an interesting one, I think. The Orlando Magic, Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. They've played 71 games together. Obviously, Paolo won Rookie of the Year last year. Franz balled out in the World Cup for Germany this past summer. They just haven't played a lot together. I think if we're talking about this duo 3 years from now, they're probably an A-tier team.
Yes.
I'm going to start the bidding at a C-tier here.
So. Yeah, C minimum. I think people are going to want to put them even up a higher tier because of the potential.
Potential.
But maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit there. Then again, would I rather have, coming into this season, Paolo and Franz more than, let's say, Halliburton and Turner?
It's possible.
It's very possible.
It's definitely possible.
But let's go C right now.
Let's go C.
Let's go C right now. We can massage this. We can move things around once we, like, zoom out and see the whole picture.
What do you think compared to the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, wow. Wow. Is it controversial for me to say I'd have them as a duo above the Nets?
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I think both of these, I think Franz and Paolo could be number one options on teams. Franz is more like a 1.5, which is where he kind of will be. For the Magic. Another weird one, Skeets. Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are our duo for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wow, no Harden? I thought you were Team Harden.
I am Team Harden. I am Team Harden. We did make the duos before Harden showed up at training camp, and I gotta say, Skeets, he was looking good. I might be back. I just need to see one picture of James Harden looking in shape at a training camp to be convinced he's going to be good. He led the league in assists last year.
Yeah, there was no fat suit to be seen. That's for sure. But,
no drama.
But yeah, but still, it's like we're hearing, like, get
he
me
still
out
wants
of here.
To be not,
I don't
yeah.
want to play with this team. I don't want to play for Daryl Morey.
So we're going Maxey. I was surprised to see that Embiid and Maxey have played 184 games together. It's like the sixth most games that Embiid has played with any teammate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Maxey plays quite often, and these have been the healthiest years of Embiid's career, so it makes sense. But That was surprising to me to see that they've already played together so often. Obviously, Embiid is the reigning MVP, so, I mean, that puts this duo pretty high on the list.
Yeah. Where do you start, though?
I would start A. Embiid's the MVP. I mean, it didn't end well in the playoffs. You know, he didn't really do much in games 6 and 7 against the Celtics, so they got to be behind the Celtics duo to me. But Embiid is so good, and Maxey is already a good player and can take another leap forward that I'm happy with them being our lowest-ranked A team right now.
Lowest-ranked A team. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
what?
You got
I mean, I'll hear a case for a B if you want, Skeets.
No, I mean, it's the Maxey part of this. Of course, it's less to do with Embiid. It's you know, we're to have a – like, look at the other teams above them or with them. I mean, these are other all-star, all-NBA-level guys with the main number one guy. And that's – Maxey's just not there yet, but – I mean, you know, he could be. So it's low A or it's B. We got a lot in the B right now. Let's put him at the end of A.
Yeah, we got him at a low A right now.
Yeah. Somebody did say, I think it was Spoonie said, Maxey and Embiid, monster NBA Jam team.
They would be a great NBA Jam team. Embiid would be one of the best guys, I think, in NBA Jam.
Yeah.
His push rate would be so high.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was playing last night at Savage Pizza NBA Jam.
Really?
What a game that
is. What was your team?
Well, I botched it here, Skeets. I picked the Phoenix Suns. Great choice.
Yeah.
Barkley. Marley. But I picked second player, so I had to be Dan Marley the whole time.
Well, you could shoot it at least.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I didn't have the timing down, and the first time I shot a three, he shot it left-handed. I was like, what? He switched hands at some point. Oh, wow. He shot it both handed.
Maybe you put in an accidental code or something.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, after one quarter, I switched to Turtles in time. Some solid duo there as well.
Man, they got some good games there.
Who do you think the duo would be for the Ninja Turtles, the top two?
Well, it would absolutely be Donatello, the true leader of the Turtles. It's not Leonardo, but I would go Leonardo as well.
I think that is
Leo and Donatello, baby.
Yeah, that's the key duo when it comes to the Turtles. And you gotta give a shout out to their coach, Master Splinter.
Oh yes.
All right, moving on to actual teams. The Toronto Raptors, here's your duo this season.
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam and Scottie Barnes. Would have been Siakam and Van Vliet any other prior season, but Siakam and Barnes, where are you at with the Skeets?
That's a B.
That's a B job?
It's a B and no, it has to be. Siakam takes it to a B. I almost said C. But I think the respect that he deserves, the level that he does play at, he's really, really good. So, and Scottie Barnes, a very disappointing sophomore season. You're going to hope for a different change. New, obviously, coach. New offensive philosophy. It sounds like he is going to have a chance to have the ball more. So I think this is a B, but probably near the lower end of the B.
I think this is a B right now. Siakam is still like an all-NBA player and can still get to that level, maybe, you know, like probably third team, maybe second team at the most. And Barnes, you're just hoping he's more like he was in his rookie year and empowered a little bit here to be a playmaker. So I'm happy throwing
him.
Well,
hold on.
Here.
I mean, a lot of people saying B for bias here.
B for bias.
A lot of C's being thrown around in the chat. That maybe
it was a tough Barnes season year two.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. If this is after the rookie season, people are having no problem with this particular tier of B for the Raps. But it is. I mean, he was bad. Yeah, so B for bias. Okay, they're at the bottom. Everybody relax. Siakam's incredible. You don't even watch Raptors games. You guys don't even know. Homer. Yeah.
B for bias is pretty funny. It's gonna come up for the rest of the season. That's a B for bias. All right, the Washington Wizards. This is an S-tier duo entertainment-wise for me. Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I guess that's who it would be. Wow.
Hey, they both got titles, man. They both got titles.
Holy crap.
Zero
dude,
games.
Winners.
Played together. Exactly. Championship pedigree.
Man, it feels like a C to me.
This has got to be C.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this has got to be C, but I can't wait to see them on the court together. They just had media day. They do that, the TikTok thing where it's two guys looking into the camera and it's got like a category at the top and you're supposed to move your head one way or the other. Like, who's the better playmaker? Who's the better handles? Who's the better passer? And they both picked themselves for like every single one. It was sick. It was so funny. Like every time it's like, who's the better scorer? They're like, me. Who's the better handles? Me. Who's the better playmaker? That's me. I can't wait to see these guys. Yeah, it was so funny. They were like X for every single one. Great stuff. Kuzma and Poole. So yeah, they're in the C tier now. What do you think compared to the Magic or the Nets? blow. I mean,
yeah,
honestly, probably so. Unfortunately,
yeah,
so
I think
Wizards.
So. I think so. So let's see the Eastern Conference, JD. Throw it back up there if you don't mind, because we got 15 more teams to go. That's the end of the East. But how do we feel overall?
It looks like a bell curve. I'll say that.
Yeah,
our results look solid.
We've nailed that part.
And I do think that, you know, the one that sticks out to me is the 76ers being in the A tier, but they have Embiid. Embiid is carrying right there. And, I mean, that's probably where the line is between Embiid, Maxey, and Mitchell, Garland. Like, that's a tough call.
I was trying to figure out by the end of this which team will be the highest in terms of their ranking to probably their actual record and how their team does. Because, I mean, you could have an elite duo or a really good duo and still be a pretty piss-poor team. But I wonder who that'll be. Because, like, you know, for the most part, it feels like the duos are matching sort of how we feel about the actual squads.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're, like, looking specifically records-wise, it's unlikely that the Heat would have the second-best record in the Eastern Conference at the end of the season. They finished with the seventh-best record at the end of the last year, right? And then they ended up being the eighth seed after the play-in tournament went down. But we're definitely giving the Heat a postseason bump on the duos list here. But that's our Eastern Conference. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll rank all the duos in the Western Conference. I got to get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute. But man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/nodunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/nodunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
All right, still here in the Classic Factory, ranking the NBA's best duos. We've done the Eastern Conference. We got 50 teams in the West to do. TK, you said it off the top. Dallas, alphabetically, the first Western Conference team. Took to the D's to get there.
Yeah, and Skeets, apparently this may be our answer for the team with the highest ranking duo, but maybe not the record to follow along with it. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving got together right at the end of last season, tanked away the end of the year, finished with 38 wins, but we're talking about two guys who are four-time All-NBA, though Kyrie's last All-NBA appearance was in 2021. So where are you slotting in the Mavs?
I think it's an A tier for me. I can't go to the S tier.
No way.
I can't go that high. But yeah, A tier. And yeah, I think this might, I saw people in the stream team saying, this is probably the squad. Well, we don't know. I mean, they had a very disappointing end of the season last year. They sort of tanked it away at the end, keep their pick and all that. But will they be flirting with a play-in again? Will they be better? It doesn't really matter to this experiment. This is a great duo. It really is. I mean, of course, offensively. So I think A tier.
Yeah, I think this is an A tier duo as well. I think the hope for the Mavs is their team is better this year. They've got just pieces that make more sense around this duo. But also, Luka and Kyrie, remember when they got together last year, they kept coming up short in the clutch because it was like, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. They hadn't really had a chance to build any sort of chemistry and make each other better. So they got to have to... They're going to have to figure something out to get the best out of both of these guys. I do have them a little bit ahead of the 76ers, I think.
In terms of duos.
Yeah, if you're just looking in the A tier. Right now, I would have it Heat, Celtics, Mavs, Sixers.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's a tough duo to beat. Kyrie and Luka Doncic, at least scoring-wise.
Okay, I'm good with that one.
Interesting one for you here, Skeets. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, the Denver Nuggets. No all-star appearances for one of the guys, and then the other's got, like, every single accolade you could possibly hope to have. They won the title together this very calendar year. They're 32-20 in the playoffs together? That's incredible, man.
Wow. I mean, it's an S.
This
it's
is an
S-tier.
Easy S tier.
It's an S tier.
This is an easy S.
I mean, the question is, are you putting him ahead of Giannis and Dame?
I mean, look, didn't Jokic and Murray both go for 30 and 10 in the finals? Like, averaging 30 and 10?
Yeah. Like, don't worry about Jamal Murray having never made an All-Star game. Who cares?
They're just
a champ,
give him one
and the guy
year.
Delivers in, you know, we all we do is talk up how Jimmy Butler takes it to the next level in the playoffs. So Jamal Murray does the same thing. So, it's S tier, and you put them ahead of Dame and Giannis. Wow. I saw you slip that over there.
I did a quick slip. I mean, it's tough. I mean, Jokic probably, like, a half step ahead of Giannis right now, at least in the general reputation world out there. I think you would say that Lillard is significantly ahead of Jamal Murray, at least accomplishments-wise and kind of his standing in the league. But like you're saying, we've seen Murray go Damian Lillard mode. Once it comes to the playoffs, he just plays it a little cooler during the regular season.
Let's show them the respect they deserve. Let's keep them there.
That's right. That's I think so, too.
Especially because we haven't seen Dame and Giannis play together, too.
Exactly.
There
right.
is that part
exactly
of the
right.
equation. So, yeah, they're both S-tiers, Nuggets and Bucks.
This is a former guaranteed S-tier duo. Mm. I don't know where they're going to come in this season. The Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry, and Draymond Green. We went with as the other part of the duo here. I guess you could go Klay Thompson, but Draymond is certainly more of a Warriors figurehead, I think. Yeah. So, Steph and Draymond, where you got these guys right now?
Well, are you taking into consideration Draymond's injury here? It's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks.
Might miss the start of the season.
Well, we got some other guys who are going to be missing the start of the season here, so not for me.
Well, you said it. This was, a guaranteed lock S-tier duo.
Yep.
Was. Is it still there? Is it still at that level? I don't think so. I think it's A. I think they're with those other squads, the Heat, the Celtics, you know, the Sixers, a couple other. I think they're in that level. They're probably near the top of it, and that's just because of Steph Curry alone.
Yeah.
So that's my – I think they're A. I think they're A-plus, but not S-tier.
Oh, I like it. A-plus is exactly right. So we'll have them as our lead duo right now, I think, in the Western Conference. I would have them – I mean, I guess Steph is so good that I think it's got to be ahead of the Heat.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They have to lead the A tier if we don't have them in the S tier. That's
okay,
how I feel
A plus tier. Nice. I like that. Another fresh duo coming at you, Skeets. Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets. 0 games together. They almost play the same position. You have to imagine that Fred is going to be imparting some veteran wisdom to Jalen Green and saying, hey, man, you can pass the ball occasionally. Feel free to work some guys in here.
I mean, they're going to be lower on our list here.
It's C or D.
Yeah. It's C or D. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Throw it up, JD. I need to see the other duos we've got there. Thank you. Like, VanVleet.
All-star last season, right?
Was he?
I think he was all-star last season.
Wow, did he make it last
season? I think, didn't he make all-star and Siakam make all-NBA? Or no, maybe Siakam made all-star. I don't know. He's a recent all-star.
I mean, I think I'm fine with C. Are they high D or low C is where I'm getting at. A lot of D's. A lot of D's in the stream
D's.
Team.
I would take him ahead of the Pistons. VanVleet is still good. I mean, he's still a good player, and I think he will help the Rockets. And I don't know. I still believe in Jalen Green. I still think he's got skills.
Let's put him D, though.
Top of the D?
Yeah.
D plus?
Top of the D.
Top of the D to you, mate.
Tip of the D.
Easy. Okay. The Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, they have been together for 4 seasons and played 146 total games together. This is an impossible duo to rank.
Okay, say that
They're
again.
They're either S or D.
They've been together 4 seasons and they've played 146
games together. Yeah.
Yeah, where do you put this stupid duo? I mean, they're elite. Elite when they play.
They're both awesome when they play.
Yeah.
Top of the B, maybe?
I know. I want to put them in Bs. That's sort of where I feel, and I think top of the Bs is right.
Yeah, I do too, because, I mean, like, when Kawhi's at his best, you're like, that guy's the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
And then you're never sure if he's going to be there. Paul George, you know, is an all-NBA caliber player still to this day, but he's just as unreliable as Kawhi. So I think, yeah, we got to give him a high B, I do believe.
I think somebody said it well here in the chat. Captain Jazz, theoretical S, actual B.
That's exactly right.
Good
theoretical
way to put
S.
It. Right, right.
Here's another theoretical S duo, and maybe an actual S duo. LeBron James and Anthony Davis of the Los Angeles Lakers. They've played 188 games together, and they've got a title together.
So what are you putting them at, the end of the S tier?
End of the S? Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's either high A or low S.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think I'm happy end of the S, because it's kind of weird. It's like both of these guys, LeBron and AD, I think any single game, they can look like the absolute best player in the entire NBA, but you're not getting that every single game from either of those guys. So, I mean, is this another theoretical S? Actual A? I don't know.
Ooh, yeah. It comes down to, we know what we're getting from LeBron. I don't care how many years he's in. We know what we're getting. It's the Anthony Davis. And, you know, you hear like KG and you hear these guys in all their podcasts like, this is the year that Anthony Davis has to take over and be the MVP that we know he can be and actually sort of carry a LeBron team for once. And I believe all of that. And I think he can do that. But that's just, could he ever stay healthy and just string together a full season is the issue. But I like sort of where we have them.
Here. End of the S tier?
End of the S.
Yeah, I got them a little bit behind the Bucks and the Nuggets.
Yes. I actually got them more than a little.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like somewhere in between an S and an A.
Yep.
S minus. Yep. Not a thing. Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. Obviously, Ja will not be playing the first 25 games of this season. When they play together, 59% winning percentage, Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., but that's in the regular season. In the playoffs, only 43% of games are they winning. But, I mean, Ja Morant, multiple-time All-Star, Jaren Jackson, also an All-Star, reigning Defensive Player of the Year. Where do you think these guys are at?
Well, they're a lot better than some of the B duos we have.
Yes.
It's just whether or not we're talking ourselves into the A tier, in my opinion, because of Ja missing 25 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to hurt.
That does hurt, missing a third of the season.
Yeah. B for bad decisions, Noah says, in the stream team. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I think that's where I have them.
I think your top of the B is good to me as well, because, yeah, at their best, I think they're an A tier.
Oh, you have them ahead of Kawhi and Paul George?
I don't know. I mean,
I think because he's missing 25, though, I would bump Memphis behind the Clips.
You don't,
but
think
I like
one
them
of those
ahead
guys
of the
is
cast.
Missing 25 games.
Well, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
All right. I'll put him behind.
Okay.
I'll put him behind just because I think at their best, Kawhi is ahead of both of them.
Okay. Oh, we like that.
All right. Our next duo, the only duo that shares a name.
Really?
Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
The Anthonys!
Yeah. Jason and Jalen, you were close, but not close enough.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a difficult one. These are two great, great players.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, maybe a disappointing year last year. Cat missed a ton of it, though. Anthony Edwards took a leap, took a jump up, all-star status, saw what he did with Team USA. Couldn't beat the Canadians, but whatever. Where are you? Man, they're in the B mix. I think they're in the B mix as well.
Well, that's how it should be.
That's how it should be.
We have a lot of Bs. I think I probably have them ahead of the Cleveland Cavaliers, though.
Yeah, I was going to say right around there, and I think that's right. I think that's where they slot in.
Yeah, that's all right. Right, a solid upper B level team. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that like both of them average 25 a game.
Of course not. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I was encouraged seeing Cat play over the summer as well. Like, he seems energized and ready for the season. And since they'll actually have a training camp to be together, maybe they take a little bump up here. I can see them scratching at the A tier if things go perfectly.
That's exactly right. We need to show them this and say, hey, you're a B duo, and they have to use it for motivation and try and get up a level. And they can.
They should. Yeah.
But I like where we got them there.
Yeah. You see the clip of Anthony Edwards saying that if Rudy Gobert shoots a three-pointer, he's going to walk off the court.
Did see that.
That's why Rudy didn't make our duo list here.
Right.
New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. They've played 93 games together, despite being on the same team for quite some time. One game under 500 in those times. This is a theoretical A-tier team.
Of course, but we're not putting them there.
No way.
No. So it's high C or it's low B. It has to be.
Yeah.
Until we're proven wrong.
I mean, they were still a play-in team last year, right? Like, they made the play-ins and it got to the playoffs, but that was without Zion. So I think I probably have them kind of in the Knicks range as a duo here, just with the uncertainty of who's going to be on the court together. Since, you know, I mean, like, Ingram hasn't been an Iron Man for the Pelicans by any means either. So I'm happy with a low B.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. Like, you're going to take, are you going to take Trey and DeJounte Murray over Zion and Brandon Ingram? That's like, it's a weird thing.
That
to
does
ask.
Seem weird.
Doesn't that seem weird?
I think, but the Hawks maybe are play. A little high in the B tier right now. They do play.
Yeah. I don't mind where you have them, though. I feel like we have the Pelicans sort of behind the Cavs, the Hawks, the Bulls, the Knicks. It's like, could you convince yourself and move them up and move them down a little bit in that B tier? Sure, but let's put them there. B for baby cake, says Swish.
Perfect. That's exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
I thought it was B for bias. Well, yeah. I guess it's baby cakes as well. The Oklahoma City Thunder. Get your B for bias ready here, because it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Josh Giddey. You went with Giddey.
Well, this was tough to pick who's the second man with SGA. I mean, is it J-Dub? Is it Chet?
Haven't seen him yet.
I think it is Giddey that you put for the duos. Like, if you're making NBA Jam, I think that's sort of the duo they would go with.
I think right now, I think if we do this again next year, it'll be Shai and Chet.
Chet, yeah. Well, I mean, they're hoping.
It's got to be Giddey now. Yeah,
yeah. And again, I love J-Dub. So, where are you putting it? Oh, my goodness. I think they're a B.
I think they're a B, too. Probably, like, in the Knicks, Pelicans, Raptors range. I mean, Shai is an all-NBA guy, a top five MVP kind of candidate. So that does bump him up.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking at the players in the B tier, it's like Kawhi, Paul George, Ja, Mitchell, and then Shai. Like, he's in the mix for the best player in that range, I think.
I have them right in the middle there. I have them above the Hawks.
All right.
Yeah. I could almost be convinced to go higher, but of course, I love SGA. So that seems right. I will. You know, I'll slow it down here.
Going to be an interesting Giddey season. He's an interesting guy to watch,
I will say, a lot of people pointing out, maybe do we need to drop the Pacers down to a tier C?
Dropping them down to the top of tier C?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that hurts. Our first demotion?
I mean, I'm just throwing it out relegated? There. We don't need to do it right this second, but, you know, maybe just keep it in mind.
You're right. It's the more they're hanging around here and getting pushed further and further to the right, it's looking like they might have to drop down, at least for aesthetics purposes.
That's right. All right, how many teams we got left? We've got
five teams left, including the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. Devin and Kevin, not the same name, but they rhyme. They only played 8 regular season games together last year,
wow.
11 playoff games together. This is an S-tier team, though. Yeah. You got
to
think.
Yeah, I mean, didn't they have a pretty damn good record when they did play? And then they lost to the eventual
Nuggets,
and they took 2 games off them.
Yeah.
Solely because, you want to talk about duos, solely because of them.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they won 2 games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're
S. They scored like 80 a game in those 2 wins they got. So, easily an S-tier team. I got them ahead of the Lakers. Where do you put them against the Bucks, though?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
We have them for the podcast listeners. Right now in the S tier, it goes Denver, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and then the Lakers.
Sweet.
So we have 4 teams in the S tier, and the Warriors, as we said, sort of like the top of the A tier.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now, Heat, Celtics, Mavs, and Sixers. Okay.
It's NBA playoffs time, and that means NBA snack time. I can't stop eating while I'm watching. So many options in my house that I gotta cut out a bit. I gotta switch it up, but I know I'm not giving up. Sunflower seeds, sure. But maybe something that's not a food for that oral fixation, perhaps? Good thought. Here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Its taste is surprising, all natural stuff. It's fun to fidget with, and it's a good weight. The wood feels good, and it feels cool to use. Start the good habit by going to tryfume.com/dunks and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners to the show 10% off when they use our code DUNKS to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
All right, another fresh duo coming at you. Scoot Henderson and Anfernee Simons of the Portland Trail Blazers. Obviously, zero games together as Scoot was just picked number three by the Blazers. Simons has been around in Portland for a little bit here and has had a couple of really nice scoring seasons, though the Blazers haven't had very much team success.
Well, we're starting low. They're probably going in C. They could be going in D. I could be even talked into that.
I think they got to be a D-tier team, just because we haven't seen Scoot play yet. I think that they could easily end the season as a C-tier team, you know, just like the Orlando Magic we're saying is a C-tier team because we saw Paolo go out and look awesome, win Rookie of the Year, scored 20 a game. I think if we see that from Scoot, and I think if we see some chemistry with Simons, this would be a fun team to pick if you were playing NBA Jam, Scoot and Simons.
There is a lot of like away. A lot of people in the stream team saying, like, maybe we have the duo wrong here too, right? Like, could it be Simons and Ayton, Scoot and Ayton, Simons and Grant, Scoot and Grant. Like, I mean, you could make some, you know, you could go with any of those duos, and
that's
we
true.
Don't really know how they're going to work outside of, obviously, Simons and Grant having played together. So a lot of people, though, are thinking quite low. A lot of Ds out there.
A lot of Ds out there?
A lot of Ds. Not a lot of females watching our show.
No way, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, let's talk about Sacks then. The Sacramento Kings and their duo of De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis, reigning all NBAers. There's not a lot of teams that have two all NBA players, but the Sacramento Kings do. Is that good enough for an A-tier team?
It absolutely is.
Yeah, I think
talk
so too,
about
actually.
Complementing each other for sure. There's that part. There's the small and big. There is the all NBA level. I mean, they proved last year that they were one of the elite players at their positions, both guys. And it wasn't even a stretch. It wasn't like, oh, he shouldn't be. No, everyone's like, no, they're all NBA this year. They're an A tier. It's just where we put them. You know, they're not above the Tatum and Brown duo. They're not above a Jimmy and Bam. But
would you rather have Fox and Sabonis, the Fox and the Ox? Remember that was a thing for a week? Would you rather have them or would you rather have Embiid and Maxey? Because that's the question.
Wow, that's difficult.
That's
I think I would rather have Fox and Ox than, you know, Embiid and Maxey. I'm not as high on Maxey as some people are, but, you know, I'm okay with them being at the end of the A tier, the Kings. That's totally fine.
Yeah, I think so.
It's right there. They're, you know, look, I think a case is to be made that Sacramento could be like the leaders of our second group in the A tier. You know, so I have Warriors, Heat, Celtics, boom. They're the top of our A tier. And then I get into these Mavs, Sixers, Kings, and I like, you know, I think you can move them around, but let's keep them at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, Sabonis struggled a little bit in the playoffs, which was also the case when he was a Pacer as well. But, I mean, regular season, these guys are awesome, and they definitely make each other better, which I think is good for their duo ranking. Got another fresh duo for you, Skeets, one we disagreed on here, the San Antonio Spurs. We got Victor Wembanyama locked in. The question mark was for the second part of the duo. You thought Keldon Johnson, but I went Devin Vassell, and then he got a bag dropped on him.
This is true. This is one of our debates in Slack. Trey said, who are we going with Wembanyama? I guess Vassell. And I was like, Keldon Johnson, man, he scored 22 a game. Mm-hmm. This guy gets overlooked. He's pretty similar in age to Devin Vassell. I think he's 1 year older.
Yep.
But right after it happened and right after you had the final say and you went, no, we're going Devin Vassell, the guy gets the bag. And that's okay. They're low anyway, so it doesn't matter.
D tier?
They're probably D.
Yeah, I think I would have him ahead of, I don't know, who's better, Devin Vassell or Anfernee Simons? That's a question I've never thought about in my life.
That's where, I mean, like, it really just depends how much you think Wembanyama is going to ball out.
Yeah.
Like, I've got them. Oh, man. Yeah, I put them behind the Blazers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, we have to just see it. We have to see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be interesting to see with Wembanyama. Like, I think he's going to be one of the best defensive players in the league right away, but he's also going to be very tall and skinny, which is going to be tough for scoring. He'll kind of feast as a garbage man, I think. But I think the offense will take a little bit more time.
And then how do you feel about Devin Vassell even? I mean, we are talking duos here.
We're talking duos.
Like, guy's a 3-and-D guy. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
He's going to get better. He's in the right system.
Mid-range
I believe all
monster.
Of that. But I also don't. Like, is this guy going to be an all-NBA player?
I wouldn't think so. I don't think they have a second All-NBA player on their team right now. And, you know, Keldon Johnson did outscore him. I think it was like 22-20 or something like that. But this is going to be their first season for both of those guys looking like a real competitive team that's kind of put together as trying to build something going forward. So we'll have a better idea at the end of this year, I think.
I'll say the stream team, a lot of low C's, maybe top of the D's. We've got them maybe lower than people like, but what are you going to do about
it? You know, sorry.
We got control of the computer.
Yeah, we'll drop the link. You can make your own tiers and share them with us. Let's see your duos. We got our last duo here. The Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen, Jordan Clarkson. Both scored over 20 a game. 25 for Markkanen, 20 for Clarkson last season.
I go immediately to near the top of the C tier.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's where I'm at with them. And that might feel disrespectful. I don't mean it to be, but they're because they feel a lot better than those other teams in their tier there. The Magic, the Nets, the Wiz, but yeah, okay. Yeah, C. Okay, top of the C tier for the Jazz.
Yeah, I think that's good, especially like you look at the four teams that we have in there now, and are we going to adjust the Pacers in? I don't know, but those are all teams that like if their duos are playing well, you're probably in the play-in tournament. You know, if you're having a really successful season, Pacers, Jazz, Magic, Nets, Wizards would be battling for a play-in berth, I do believe.
So there it is, all 30 teams. Duos, I should say. If you're just joining us, this is us ranking duos, not the entire team and not the depth and the coaching and all that. Just the duos, and we had some debates about who were the two players for some of the teams, but I will read it for the podcast listeners right now, and then we can tweak if we want to. S-tier, Nuggets, Bucks, Suns, Lakers. A-tier, the Warriors at the top of the A-tier. Then we have the Heat. And we got the Celtics, the Mavs, the Sixers, and we went with Maxi instead of Harden with Joel Embiid. And then we got the Fox and the Ox Kings there at the end of the A tier. In the B tier, we got a lot. We got the Clippers, obviously Kawhi and Paul George. Theoretically, we agreed, should be S tier, but you got to play. We've got the Grizzlies there. We got the Timberwolves. We got the Cavs. We got the Thunder, the Hawks, the Bulls, the Knicks, the Pels, the Raps, and the Pacers. A lot of teams there in the B tier. C tier, Jazz lead the way with Lauri Markkanen and Clarkson. Then we got the Magic, we got the Nets, and we did go with Cam Johnson instead of Ben Simmons. And then we got the Wizards there, and they're going to be a hilarious team, so we're excited to watch them. And then the D tier, right now, it's Rockets, it's Blazers, it's Spurs with Wemby, it's Pistons, and it's Hornets. So, is there anything you want to move around? Or you were like, hold on, now that I see them all, maybe one of those earlier teams we ranked we had wrong. We had too high or too low.
Well, I basically just think that the Hornets shouldn't have the worst duo in the league.
Interesting.
When you're looking at established players in the D tier, it's Fred VanVleet, Anfernee Simons, Devin Vassell. The Pistons don't really have an established player, I would say. So I think LaMelo. LaMelo, at the very least, has the Hornets ahead of the Pistons as a duo to me. What a nitpick.
That's fascinating.
Let me change things up here from 29 to 30, Skeets.
Okay. Just to piss off the Pistons fan base, too. I like that. Okay, so people are saying the number one things people are pointing out, maybe too many teams in B tier. Do we drop a couple of those teams at the bottom of it to the top of the
Pacers?
C tier? Yeah. Yeah.
Pacers to the top of the C tier? I can see the...
You can see the reasoning in that?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen a great Halliburton season, for sure. Man. And Miles Turner is a really good defensive player. But they also were trying to move him for, like, multiple seasons. And you could definitely get other centers on the same caliber as Miles Turner, I think.
And then there's, you know, some talk about where we have the Celtics as a duo, of course.
They could go higher.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. You know, should we have them up above the Heat at least? Some people trying to make the case they're an S tier. Which I get. I understand. Because we are just talking duos here. They're damn good.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah.
I don't mind this.
I definitely do think you could make a case for Warriors, Heat, and Celtics bumping up to S tier because they've all had a lot of success together, right? Like, they've all had sustained periods of being a great duo together. But I'm happy with them being in the A tier right now because there's definitely questions, I think.
And if you had to move one more team from the B tier down to the top of the C tier, like with sort of the Pacers, who would you go? Would you immediately go Raptors because we have them at the end? Or would you go Zion and the Pelicans because, you know, he obviously can't play that much? One of the other teams?
Zion and the Pelicans is a little questionable to me just because, you know, we bumped Kawhi and Paul George and Ja Morant down to the B tier because of reliability concerns, and that's definitely the case with the Pelicans. And then the Knicks, I think, can kind of vacillate between B and C depending on what kind of a year we get from Julius Randle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of talk of, like, after the Cavs almost, you can move a lot of those teams down to the C tier. And I get it.
Yeah.
But I like having a big middle finger there in the B tier.
It looks nice. Actually, it's perfect.
So we're going with this. Good. Again, this is just duos, guys.
Yeah, just
this
duos.
This is the top two that we've determined on each team. And I think for the most part, I'm happy with this.
I think it looks good.
All right.
Yeah, I think it looks nice.
Print it.
Save it and download it.
Yeah. Save, download, print it at Kinko's, frame it,
uh-huh.
Hang it behind us. And then we can always look at it throughout the season.
All right, let me check that. Check the references here.
Oh, too bad we could, like, get one of those, like, or just make the magnets.
Oh, like a draft board? Like,
yeah,
ooh,
every
rising.
Day on No Dunks, we could be like, ooh, going up.
Oh,
going,
they look good last night.
There's something
night.
To that. We might like that. Need to look into that. Like some little felt things or something, some magnets.
We should do that with teams, I think. That's a good way to like track power rankings throughout the season.
We could have power rankings by the minute.
Like, I gotta make a change.
Yeah. You make a great point about the Dallas Mavericks and the depth they showed last night in their win over the Pels, and we're like, oh, geez, let's move them up.
All right, we gotta get a whiteboard.
Yeah, we can get sidetracked a little bit with that, but that's something to look into. Okay, we're gonna call it there. Those are our duo rankings. I love the engagement in the stream team. I'm sure a lot of you podcast listeners yelling in your car, yelling at your dog while you're walking them. What? That team's too low. What? That team's too high. Well, tell us. Tweet at us at No Dunks Inc. Let us know in the YouTube comments. And we do appreciate it. If you're over on YouTube, like, subscribe, share the show. Podcast listeners, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. This is a lot of fun. And that's good. Will be getting into some tiers when it comes to the actual teams as we hit our season preview series, which is coming up in, 2 weeks? Call it that. Not next week, but the week after.
Not next week.
Yeah. We're going to have a bunch of our season preview shows starting, again, not next week, but the week after that. The 16th on Monday.
That's right.
JD, get ready to get that date right. The 16th. It's a Monday. 2023. Thanks so much for joining us here. Again, we really appreciate it. Come hang out with us later today for No Buffs. 1 p.m. Eastern, talking about last night's episode. Can't wait to break that down with the guys. And until next time. Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And Skeets, I wanted to get your take on something I saw on Instagram right before we did the show. What sound would the Sacramento Kings beam make?
Brace the day, people.
That's a nice beam.